Proclamation number 5952 of 9th of May, 1954. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. These words alone should make people realize the importance of acknowledging Jesus as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, and yet they have completely lost their impact, for humanity does not respect them, otherwise it would not so thoughtlessly reject him who calls himself the bridge to the Father. The words of Scripture are for most people only letters without spirit and life. They speak them without being aware of their meaning. They completely disregard the Lord's words and therefore do not find their way to the Father either, because they do not believe in him with the conviction which would result in heeding the divine word. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yet people lack the will to reach the Father, which is why they do not seek the path to him either. Which is also why the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ is of no significance to them. This attitude leads to downfall, to spiritual death. Since they do not reach the Father, they remain in the power of the one who is God's adversary. They remain in the depths because they do not desire to ascend. It is an exceedingly regrettable state that people do not show any striving upwards, that they do not think about their earthly task and that they are also indifferent to Christ's teaching, the gospel, that they do not accept any of his words as important and think about them. That they cannot attain realization because they do not seek enlightenment, because they are completely indifferent to what God wants to convey to them through the Scriptures and what the man Jesus, as God's spokesman, preached to people. And no one thinks of the fact that he only stays on earth in order to bring about the return to the Father, and that he is constantly offered the opportunity to do so, which he rejects in his rigid mind because he does not believe. The distance between the human being and the Father is great, yet one offers himself for guidance, for mediation. One has built the bridge which makes the path to the Father possible, and this one offers his help to all people. But he is not listened to, he is not heeded, if he wants to remind people of himself. Blind and deaf they pass him by, although he calls out to them, "No one comes to the Father except through me." He says of himself, "I am the way, the truth and the life." Therefore, anyone who seeks truth and life must take the path via Jesus Christ. He must make use of his mediation. He must request strength from him to be able to cover the earthly path with the success which is the purpose of life, to find union with the Father which only ensures a life of bliss, a life which lasts forever. People do not know what fate they are facing through their indifference and unbelief. They do not know what they are forfeiting by not respecting the divine word, by not taking refuge in the one who alone can save them from ruin. They don't know and don't believe the words of those who know and want to help them. And even if the word sounds from above, they do not accept it, for they listen to another voice, to the voice of the world with which God's adversary addresses them and to which they willingly open their ears. They seek not life but death. They reject the one who promises them life, and therefore they will remain in sin and death, because without Jesus Christ there is no redemption and no return to the Father's house. Amen.